Blog Talk Radio.
Failure is not final. Your life is not through. Now with your testimony, God can use you too. If you didn't know the pain of life, wouldn't know the joy of life and how God.
Good evening, and welcome to Atlanta Life Radio Presents There Is Life After Layoff. Join our conversation with our host, Allie, and her co-host, Doc, as Allie shares her journey of self-discovery and empowerment after being laid off. The opinions expressed on this radio program are for discussion or inspirational purposes only. They do not serve as treatment or as a professional diagnosis. All listeners are advised that neither the host or Web Talk Radio agents shall be held liable for the content of programs, including any advice given. All listeners are advised to make their own decisions based upon receiving appropriate consultation with a licensed professional and who have been given the opportunity to consider completely each listener's circumstances and not in reliance upon the content of this Web Talk Radio program. Now, as we say each and every week, please grab your journal or a piece of paper and a pen and join us in tonight's journey. Now, join me in a virtual applause as I welcome our show host, Allie. Allie?
Hello, and welcome to the next episode of There Is Life After Layoff Radio. I'm Allie, your host, and along with my regular co-host, Minister Dr. Regina Ward Porter, the founder of Elise Psychological Services and who is a licensed professional counselor specializing in anxiety, adjustment, and depressive disorders, it is always our pleasure to be your guides as I take this journey of self-discovery and empowerment after recently being laid off and as Doc affirms normalcy of feelings while offering you practical solutions. Please join in on the conversation with us every Tuesday evening from 7 to 8 p.m. through the Atlanta Life Radio website at www.atlantaliferadio.com. And you can also continue to follow my blog at www.thereislifeafterlayoff.com. And if you wish to contact us directly, you can still do that via email at thereislifeafterlayoff@gmail.com. And please follow us on Twitter. I'm tweeting at AllieWard45, and you can follow Atlanta Life Radio on Twitter at ALR Radio. And on behalf of Doc and myself, we thank you for listening and for joining us as we share with you our insights into the experience of being laid off. Now, tonight's show is going to take on a little bit of a different format and is somewhat of a preview to the summer series that we're introducing to you on next week. Now, as you may or may not know, Doc is still taking a little R&R time to enjoy her new husband. So while we give her some time away, tonight our executive producer, Mel D, and I will be your guides as we get ready to jump into the summer safely. Happy summer, Mel D, and thank you for joining me tonight as we lighten it up a bit and get ready to enjoy the weather and kick back and relax.
Oh, I'm so excited. I love the summer. You know, I'm an August baby, so just instinctively, by instinct, I love the summer.
Okay. Absolutely. Thanks for joining me tonight, Mel D. And so we're going to have a little bit of fun tonight, and hopefully we will all learn a little something about summer safety. So, again, I want to say happy summer to all of our listeners. And we all know that June 21st marked the first official day of summer. And I think that oftentimes we assume that we know how to be safe during the summer months, but when you get down to it, we really don't. Now, with that in mind, tonight we want to challenge two of our listeners to join us on air for the first There Is Life After Layoff Summer Safety Challenge. So if you think you know a lot about summer safety, please call us at 347-324-5246 and press the number 1 to be added into our host queue. Now, the first two callers who get through will be our contestants tonight, and there is a prize for the winner. Okay, so please call in. Again, the number is 347-324-5246, and press the number 1. Now, with that said, I am certainly looking forward to our safety challenge, but before we get started, and as always, please remember that we are here to use this forum as a way to uplift, to empower, and to hopefully inspire those of you who have been affected by a layoff. We are not here to complain. We're not here to ridicule or point fingers at our former employers or colleagues or any individuals, and we are definitely not here to feel sorry for ourselves. We are here so that I can share my journey with you and so that Doc can confirm normalcy of those feelings, and also to give you, our listeners in the community, the opportunity to share your story with us. Now, if you happen to miss a particular live show, this summer is a great time to catch up on what you may have missed by listening to the recorded podcast through the Atlanta Life Radio website. Again, that web address is www.atlantaliferadio.com, and we continue to make it easy for you because we have an automatic player box on the programming page. So all you have to do is access the website, click on the show that you want to listen to, and it will start playing automatically. If you have trouble with that, then the individual links are still available as well. But as we announced in previous shows, we are now on iTunes, guys. That is huge. So you can find us on iTunes by searching Atlanta Life Radio under podcast, and there we are. And all of our past recorded shows are available. And after tonight's live show, you will be able to upload it about an hour or so after it airs. So we encourage you to continue to tune in. And, again, we thank you for doing that. Now, as we get ready to start our There Is Life After Layoff summer series, please make sure that you tune in for next week's show on Tuesday, July 2nd. That particular episode will feature summer food fun. The show will be focused on not only providing you with summer food ideas that are fun and quick and easy, and we're also going to provide you with a few grilling tips and other helpful information and resources. But in addition to that, we want to also bring to your attention a serious issue regarding our children during the summer months. And according to the United States Department of Agriculture, 16.2 million children in America struggle with hunger. Okay, now only 1 in 7 children who get free or reduced price lunches during the school year get a free summer meal, which means that there are 6 out of 7 of those children going without. Okay, so it's for this reason that we want to spend some time talking about this issue and how you can get involved with the summer food service program in your community, as well as providing you with valuable resources on how to locate a program near you. And in doing so, we will actually be joined by 2 special guests to talk about this issue and, again, how you can get involved. So please plan to tune in for that. So now we're ready to get started and with the heart of our show tonight. Now, the focus of our show, as I mentioned earlier, is somewhat of a preview for our upcoming summer series. Now, our goal of the summer series is to not only lighten the mood a little bit during the time when most of us just want to sit back, relax, and get away from the normal everyday grind of our lives, but also because we realize that, you know, since the inception of this show, we have really been dealing with a lot of emotionally charged subject matter that focused on both spiritual and personal growth. And because of that, we wanted to just take some time to unwind and have a little fun. And hopefully we will also be able to provide you with some economical ideas on how to do this without actually breaking the bank, which it can be done. Being laid off does not mean that you cannot enjoy your summer. It just means that you will have to be creative and know how to use your resources, because there are plenty of them out there. It's just a matter of knowing where they are. So with relaxation in mind, let's talk a little bit about balance. Now, you've probably heard Doc and I mention this from time to time on how important having balance in our lives is, okay? Since God really started dealing with me on this journey of There Is Life After Layoff back in September of last year when I got laid off, it has, you know, really been a blessing, but at the same time, it's also been a challenge to be able to not only discipline myself to embrace a new way of working outside of the quote-unquote, guess what, corporate America that I'm so used to, but also it's been a challenge to find and maintain a balance between where God was leading me and in the other areas of my life. So I had to find out, how do I accomplish finding this balance, okay? Now, in order to answer this question on how do I do this, I simply ask myself, okay, when am I the most at peace and feeling balanced in my life? So I gave that some thought, and then the answer came to me. I am most balanced when I am in fellowship and in relationship with God. So with that said, I came to the conclusion that God's priority for balance in my life is being in perfect fellowship with Him. And once I'm in perfect fellowship with Him, then I can have perfect fellowship with other people the way He wants me to have fellowship with them, okay? So in one of my posts on my blog, I asked this question, and I'm going to ask you tonight. How far down are you on your own to-do list? Okay, let me ask that again. How far down are you on your own to-do list? Okay, now as a wife and mother of two young children, they're very active children, and I know a lot of mothers out there listening will agree with this, I often find that when it comes down to having time or finding time for myself, I'm usually at the bottom of that list, and that's honest. Now, this is especially true while I was working full-time, and I also pointed out in my blog that it can really be a daunting task to try to find balance between work and family, let alone time to focus on doing something for myself. Okay, and I think working women or women in general are especially challenged to somehow find a balance between all three, which is work, family, and self. I think we just have so much on our plate because we're good at multitasking. We just take on too much, and then we kind of let ourselves fall through the cracks, so to speak. And it's hard to find that balance without pretty much almost having, you know, being on the verge of a nervous breakdown. Now, it is often difficult to find that balance no matter how good my intentions are, okay? There just never seems to be enough hours in the day to get everything done that I feel needs to be done. Now, I feel that because of this, I honestly and sincerely believe that this is one of the reasons why God closed the door on my employment outside of my home when he, you know, he allowed me to be laid off. I believe that was God doing that, because being laid off not only opened up a window of opportunity for me to be able to fulfill my true purpose, which is what I had been praying for some time, but also it was a way for me to reconnect with my family and most of all to refocus and improve my personal relationship with Him, with God, okay? It was during that time that I really had to take a good long look at all those relationships, my relationship with God and with my family, okay, and at the same time with myself, okay, to see what I needed to work on. Now, in doing so, what I realized was that I was allowing the wrong things to take precedence in my life. In other words, my priorities were pretty much out of order. So once I started to reprioritize the key areas of my life, God began to open my eyes and my heart to what He has purposed me to do, which is the blog and this radio show and serving the community and others. Now, the areas of my life are now reprioritized in the following order. First and foremost, God is first, of course. Then second, myself, taking care of myself. Thirdly, taking care of my family, and then work. Now, most of you may say, okay, well, why does she put herself before her family? Well, I realized that, and God revealed to me that I can't adequately take care of my family if I'm falling apart inside and out. Okay, so I had to realize I have to take care of me so that I can take care of them. So with that said, I make it a point to take some time for myself each day. And you will really have to take a look at that, and you will have to define what that entails for you and what that means to you and what works best for you. Now, for me, for years, running has been my stress reliever. And it has also been my time when I find I can connect with God. I'm at one with him when I'm running because I'm so relaxed. And I hear from him best when I'm running or when I'm working out. So that is time that I spend with him each day running. Now, in relating this to tonight's show, for most of us, the summertime is a perfect time for us to de-stress and enjoy spending time away from work and also time to just have some fun. Now, Mel D, while I was preparing for this episode, I began reminiscing about how I used to spend my summers growing up, okay? So times, when I started thinking, I realized that times really have changed. And growing up, when I grew up, we didn't have all the technology that the kids today are privileged to have access to. And I don't know about you, Mel D, but back then, all we wanted to do was go outside and play with our friends, and we pretty much made up our own fun, okay? Back then, staying in the house was like a punishment. And if I recall correctly, my grandmother, who was our primary caregiver where my parents were, if we didn't obey or we were bad, guess what? We didn't get to go outside, and we thought our world was coming to an end because we were sitting in the window looking at everybody playing and having fun. So that was a form of punishment for us back then, okay? But, you know, times have changed, and my children, you know, it's not as safe as it used to be to go outside and let your children outside and play without watching them every, you know, minute. So my children usually go to camp during the summer, but you know what? It's funny because I honestly can only remember while I was growing up that I went to camp maybe one time, okay? And if I recall correctly, I didn't really like it too much. I would rather be home with my friends playing or with my spending time with my family. Now, we grew up around a lot of extended family. And at the same time, my grandmother was a foster mother, so we had a few foster children come, you know, in and out of our lives over the years, but there was always a steady flow of foster children that were considered part of our family. So I grew up around a lot of loving family, and which included a lot of cousins who we also considered to be our friends, okay? So some of the fondest memories that I have of the summer is when all of our cousins would get together, and we'd hang out. We'd play games. Now, we grew up north, so Double Dutch was big up north, okay? We played hopscotch. We played kickball, dodgeball, tag. You know, or we just hung out, and we talked while we waited for the ice cream truck to roll around so we can get one of those. And I don't know if you remember this, the Italian ices.
Yes, it's the softie.
Right, right. And those Italian ices in the green cup with all the sugar at the bottom. I don't know if you remember those. I can't even remember the name of them, but they were so good. And from time to time, one of the adults would actually accompany us, and we would all walk up the hill to Carvel's for flying saucers or soft serve ice cream cones with rainbow sprinkles. Oh, my goodness, Carvel's is so good. Now, Carvel's is bigger up north than it is in the south. It's almost equivalent to what Baskin-Robbins is in the south. But for those of you who are from up north, you probably know what I'm talking about. But, you know, in thinking about all of this, it brought back a lot of memories. And I guess the reason why I said all of this was to really point out the fact that we had more fun back then because we made our own fun, and it didn't take a lot of money, you know, if any at all, to do it. All it simply took was a little creativity, a little imagination, and a whole lot of family. So I'm just curious, Mel D, can you share with our listeners some of your fond memories of the summer from when you grew up?
Wow, I mean, I have so many, and it's so interesting how we have so much in common. We have a lot in common.
Right.
I totally agree. I grew up in an apartment complex in the north, in New York City, we looked so forward to the summer because that was when we were able to stay outside when it got dark.
Right.
And our mothers, with the neighbors, everyone would kind of have their cooler, and our mother would make Kool-Aid and have the water. And if it was a birthday cake was baked. And we would actually have a party or just like a picnic, a streetnik in the park.
Right.
I mean, it was just a wonderful, wonderful time growing up. And I also fondly remember, and I didn't realize until I started putting it into perspective how fortunate we were as children because our families were very resourceful without a lot of money. I'm one of four children, and I fondly remember we couldn't go on like family type vacations where you got in a plane and you went places. That came later. But as small children, I fondly remember my dad and my mom. My dad was the sole provider. My mom was a home raising us.
Right.
She was a homemaker. And every summer for a week, they saved their money, and they would take us to what is referred to as the Jersey Shore.
Okay.
My dad would pile us all up in the car. We would stay in a hotel in one room, two double beds,
you liked
all
each
four
other,
kids
so that was okay.
In one. Yeah, and then my parents in the other. And then we would go to the Atlantic City Boardwalk. There was the amusement park. I remember the cotton candy, the ice cream. And then, most importantly, being on the beach and playing in the sand. And, you know, when Hurricane Sandy came, and a lot of people think of the New Jersey Shore for the rich and famous. No. Everyone from all socioeconomic backgrounds enjoyed the New Jersey Shore.
Wow.
So I have those two major fond memories. And, again, I don't remember anything costing a lot of money. As a matter of fact, the ice cream cone was 5 cents, 10 cents, 15 cents. I mean, it was just amazing.
Oh,
and the Italian Icy's, remember it was in a plastic tube and you would suck it up?
Yes.
The Pixie Sticks, but it was called something else, the ice pop or whatever. So, yeah, we have a lot of similar memories.
And one, in growing up in New York, I don't know if you remember, do you remember Playland?
Oh, yes.
That was
it. My goodness.
Oh, that was the place to go in the dragon coaster.
And it was a matter of fact, let's let our listening audience know what Playland we're talking about. We're talking about Ride Playland, which is in Westchester County. And if all of you remember the movie with Tom Hanks, Big, that was filmed the scene where he was at the amusement park.
Right, that
and
was
the machine
Playland.
With the madam that turned him into the child. That was filmed on the sort of like the boardwalk at Ride Playland.
Right. Oh yes. I remember that fondly. It was all we could do to just we're going to Playland. Oh my goodness, you know that was like the Six Flags back then.
Yes, a very small version of it, and we were very happy.
Absolutely. Thanks for sharing with our listeners, Mel D.
Thanks for asking.
And as we wind down to take our first station break, we encourage our listeners to please join us tonight. Please join us for our Summer Safety Challenge, or if you just want to share with us your fond summer memories, or even just, you know, your ideas on how to enjoy the summer on a budget, you can reach us at 347-324-5246. And make sure that you press the number one to be added into the on-air lineup in our host queue. And immediately following the break, we will be joined by our quiz contestants. I'm hoping we have some.
I'm so excited. We have one person patiently holding, and we want them to continue to hold. And right after the break, we'll bring them on air, but we're going to make a challenge for someone else to call in.
Yes, please call in. You are listening to There Is Life After Layoff Radio. I'm your host, Allie, and along with my co-host for tonight, Mel D. We'll be right back, so please stay tuned.
Failure is not final.
Radio presents There is Life After Layoff. We want to take a moment to thank all of our listeners, all of our sponsors, and all of our friends who have supported each and every show since we began airing in January. If anyone is interested in appearing on the show, being a guest, if you have a product or service that you believe listeners could benefit from, please contact me at mdavis@atlantaliferadio.com. And now, back to our program. Allie?
Okay, we are back. And if you are just joining us, welcome. And you are listening to There is Life After Layoff Radio at www.atlantaliferadio.com. And I'm your host, and then along with my regular co-host, Doc, who is off tonight, we encourage you to join us every Tuesday from 7 to 8 p.m. And you can also follow me on my blog at www.thereislifeafterlayoff.com, and we are also on Twitter. You can find me tweeting at AllieWard45, and you can find Atlanta Life Radio tweeting at ALR Radio. So please follow us. Okay, Mel D, did we get someone else to chime in to be up?
No, but we have one contest. We have one person who's been so patient. So we're going to go ahead and let this be. If someone else calls in, we'll. If they call in before we get to the second question, we can add them in. If not, we're going to go with our one contestant.
All right.
All right. So our contestant, if your number ends in 9260, you are live and on air, and thank you so much for tuning in. Hello.
Hi. Hello. Hey, guys.
How are you? Who am I speaking with?
My name is Janae.
Hey, Janae. How are you?
I'm well. How are you guys?
We are blessed. Thank you for joining us. So I guess by default, you're going to be the winner.
Yay!
Well, that is awesome. Thank you.
But at any rate, you know, we're still going to go through this tonight because the purpose of the show is just to make everyone aware and to, you know, hopefully teach somebody something about being more safe this summer. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to ask you some questions. There are a total of 12 questions, okay? And then after we ask you the question, we're going to give you four possible answers. So there's going to be an A, B, C, or D. Make your choice, and then we'll ask you what your answer is. And then after we go through all of the questions, then we'll come back and we'll give you the answers, okay? And tonight, as our contestant, you will be the winner of a $25 gift card.
Oh, well, thank you. I can use it. Thank you guys so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Okay. So here we go. Let's get started with – now, the first question, are you ready, Janae?
I am ready.
Okay. Our first question is about summer food safety. Okay, so it's dealing with food. So question number one is, when cooking meats on the grill, which of the following should you always do? A, have a fresh platter to put the cooked meats on. B, cook ground meats to 160 degrees Fahrenheit. C, wash tongs.
Allie?
Yes?
I don't mean to interrupt you, but since we're at the very beginning, we have our second contestant.
Oh, okay, Janae. Uh-oh, you got to compete
Uh-oh,
now.
Uh-oh, Janae, you got some competition, but hold on.
Okay.
Okay, if your number ends in 1901, you are now live with us on air. Can we have your first name?
Vita. Vita.
Hello, Vita. Okay, Allie, you want to explain the rules of the game? And we can
Okay, Vita, thank you for joining us. First of all, we have a total of 12 questions, and we will ask you the question, and then there are four possible answers to each of those questions. Don't shout your answer out. Just keep track of the answer that you want to give us. It'll be either A, B, C, or D, And after we finish going through all the questions, we'll come back. We'll ask you for your answer, and we'll tell you, you know, the correct response. And then the person with the most correct answers at the end of the quiz will win a $25 gift card. But the person, the runner-up, will also, you know, win something as well, because we have two complimentary passes to the Kingdomwood Christian Film Festival movie screening, which is actually taking place here in Atlanta. So I'm hoping that both of you are local, so whoever, you know, wins that can actually participate in that, okay?
Yes.
All right, great. So I'm going to get started again. So just kind of, you know, if you have a piece of paper and a pencil, just kind of number your paper 1 through 12, and then you can just write your the letter that you want to choose for your answer to each question, okay?
Okay.
All right, we're ready to get started, Janae and Vita. Question number 1, when cooking meats on the grill, which of the following should you always do? A, have a fresh platter to put the cooked meats on. B, cook ground meats to 160 degrees. C, wash tongs and spatulas with soap and water just before you remove the food from the grill. Or D, all of the above. Okay. All right, Mel D.
All right, our second question. To what temperature should grilled chicken be cooked? A, 160 degrees Fahrenheit. B, 170 degrees Fahrenheit. C, 180 degrees Fahrenheit. Or D, 185 degrees Fahrenheit.
Okay. Ready?
Yes.
Okay, question number 3. It's a very hot day and you're grilling outside. How long can grilled food sit before it's consumed? A, 30 minutes. B, 1 hour. C, 2 hours. D, 3 hours. Okay. All right.
All right. We're ready for question number 4. What is the safest and easiest way to light a gas grill? A, keep the cover closed and run the gas for a few minutes before igniting it. B, open the cover, crank up the gas, and wait before tossing in a match. C, turn on the gas, open the coves, and ignite. Or
open
D,
the cover.
Open the cover, right. Oh, I said cove. Open the cover and ignite. Or D, see, I'm still at the beach. Or D, open the cover, turn on the gas, and ignite with a match or sparkling unit. Sparking unit, rather.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, question number 5. How often should gas cylinders be retested? A, once every 10 years. B, once every 5 years. C, once every 3 years. Or D, once a year. Okay. Question number 6 is about sun exposure. Mel D.
Okay. SPF is indicated by a number, such as 8. 15 or 50. What does that number mean? A, the number of hours the sunscreen's effectiveness lasts. B, the number of minutes the sunscreen's effectiveness lasts. C, how much UV radiation is allowed to penetrate the skin in photons per square inch. Or D, how long the sunscreen's effectiveness lasts relative to the skin sensitivity of the person using it.
Can you repeat that?
Which one?
I know, right? What part? D? Number D?
The answers again.
The answers. Okay. So the options are A, the number of hours the sunscreen is effective. B, the number of minutes the sunscreen is effective. C, how much UV radiation is allowed to penetrate the skin in futons per square inch, or D, how long the sunscreen's effectiveness lasts relative to the skin sensitivity of the person using it.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. Number seven, when is the optimal time to apply sunscreen? A, half an hour before exposure to sunlight. B, immediately upon exposure to sunlight. C, half an hour after exposure to sunlight. Or D, there is no optimal time. Okay. Number eight.
All right, number eight. When you're not wearing sunscreen, how quickly can your skin burn? A, immediately. B, within 15 minutes. C, within 15 to 30 minutes, or D, within 30 minutes to 1 hour.
Okay, we're almost done. Okay, next questions are pertaining to swimming safety. Okay, question number nine. Your toddler is safe in the pool alone if A, he is wearing floaties. B, he knows how to swim. C, you are in the backyard gardening. Or D, you are within arm's length. Okay. Ready?
All right. Ready for question 10? Swimming lessons can help your younger children A, be drown-proof, B, learn to enjoy the water, C, play alone in a pool, or D, all of the above.
Okay. Number 11. Okay. How many children under the age of 5 die in drowning accidents each year? A, around 100. B, around 300. C, around 500, and D, over 1,000.
This is worldwide.
Yes.
Okay.
Our last question.
And our last question. Until what age does the American Academy of Pediatrics recommend waiting to install a home swimming pool? A, for the age of 4, B, the age of 5, C, the age of 8, or D, the age of 10.
Okay. Now, we're going to, you guys have all your answers recorded?
Yes.
Okay, Mel D, we're going to go back through and give the answers, and then we'll have a winner.
All right, great.
Okay, now question number one is, when cooking meats on the grill, which of the following should you always do? The answer is D, all of the above. Okay, what was your? I need to be probably asking who. What is your answer to that?
Yeah, you should.
Right. Okay, so we're gonna be on our best behavior tonight.
Yes.
who answered D?
I did.
Who is that?
Vita.
Vita. Okay.
Yes. My favorite. Right.
Vita. You did too. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Now number two, we're going to ask what is your answer first.
And I forgot A, B, and C. I have a number, so I forgot what it corresponds to.
Okay. So,
okay.
Allie, why don't you go through all of them? Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right, number two, to what temperature should grilled whole chicken be cooked? What is your answer, Janae? Give me your answer.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
A.
You picked what?
A.
A.
She picked
okay.
A. Okay.
And Vita, what was your answer?
I put whatever 160 was.
Okay, so
okay.
You picked, that was A.
A.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the correct answer is C, 180
okay.
degrees.
Okay.
Oh. Okay, so you guys got one right.
Okay.
Okay. Now, number three, it's a very hot day and you're grilling outside. How long can grilled food sit before it's consumed? What is your answer, Janae?
I picked 30 minutes.
Okay. And Vita?
Same thing, which I think was A.
No. Answer is
oh.
1 hour.
Okay.
Isn't that interesting?
Was A,
one
I put
hour.
A. Was A 1 hour?
Mm-hmm. No, A was 30 minutes.
Oh, A was 30 minutes, okay.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that funny how you think you know, but you really don't? Okay, here we go. So this is helping you, so now you know, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You got these correct answers now.
Right?
Yes, now listening audience, too. We got a lot of other listeners, so we want to make sure they get the right answers. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Okay, number four, what is the safest and easiest way to light a gas grill? What was your answer, Janae?
I'll be unsure about this one here. I'm just going to pick B.
Okay. And Vita, what was your answer?
I believe I picked A.
Okay. And Vita, you're right.
Okay.
Okay, it was keep the cover closed and run the gas for a few minutes before ignition. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So now we're going on to question number five. How often should gas cylinders be retested? Okay. Janae, what was your answer?
Once a year.
Okay. And Vita?
I said a year.
Okay. And right answer is every 10 years.
Wow.
So that was A. I got that one wrong when I was taking this quiz, too. So.
10 years.
So
oh.
did I.
Every 10 years, absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, number six. SPF is indicated by a number such as 8, 15, or 50. This was an interesting one. What was your answer, Janae?
I picked C.
Okay.
So did I.
Answer is D. It actually is how long the sunscreen's effectiveness lasts relative to the skin sensitivity of the person using it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was D.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, scratched out D.
Always go with your first choice. Always go
That's
with your first choice.
Yeah.
Okay.
I figured that, but then I got the question, like I couldn't remember which one was which, so I said, well, I think. Yeah, I knew the answer. I just got the letter wrong.
Oh,
right.
My goodness. Okay,
only because I know fair-skinned people can burn a lot quicker than
right,
people.
Absolutely.
That's true.
But everybody needs sunscreen no matter how dark your complexion is.
That's right.
I have
right.
friends
absolutely
it was
correct.
Extremely dark that actually got skin cancer.
Right. Oh, wow.
Yes, because she didn't know.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
See? Not because she was dark, very dark-skinned, she wasn't going to ever get.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh. Well,
so that's a new lesson.
New lesson,
yes.
That's right. Okay, number seven, when is it the optimal time to apply sunscreen? And Janae, what was your answer?
I picked 30 minutes.
Okay, which is A. Okay, and Vita?
I said B.
And Janae, you're right.
Okay.
Half an hour before, which is 30 minutes. So, very good. Okay, now number eight. When you're not wearing sunscreen, how quickly can your skin burn? What was your answer, Janae?
I picked B.
Okay.
B.
And what did you pick?
B.
Both of you guys are right. Okay.
Good,
so y'all got that
good.
One wrong. It was within 15 minutes.
I already know that right. from experience.
Yeah.
Okay. Number nine. Your toddler is safe in the pool alone if, and what is your answer, Janae?
Pick D, as in David.
Okay, and Vita?
Say, I did too.
You guys are right. As long as you're within arm's length, which was D.
Yes.
Okay. And number 10, swimming lessons can help your younger children. What is your answer, Janae?
Say B, as in David.
That's what I picked also.
Wrong.
Well,
the answer is, and I got this one wrong too, as did Mel D. B, learn to enjoy water, because you can't be drowned. Look at number A, be drown-proof. Nobody's drown-proof.
Oh, well, that's
right.
Right.
That was a good
that
one.
Been the, that
okay.
should have been the clue. That was a
yes.
trick one.
Yes.
You're right. You're not drown-proof.
That's right. That's right. So that's why it's not all of the above. The answer is B, learn to enjoy the water. Okay. Now, number 11, how many children under the age of 5 die in drowning accidents each year? Janae, what's your answer?
Okay, I'll pick D again.
Okay, and Vita?
I pick B.
And you would be right, Vita. It's around
okay.
300. Okay. All right, number 12, final question. Until what age does the American Academy of Pediatrics recommend waiting to install a home swimming pool? What was your answer, Janae?
I said 10.
Okay.
And I said B.
And you would be right, Vita.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so what we're going to do now is we're going to take a short break, and when we return, we will reveal our winner of the first There Is Life After Layoff Summer Safety Challenge. So you are listening to There Is Life After Layoff Radio at www.atlantaliferadio.com. I'm Allie, your host, and tonight I am joined by our executive producer, Mel D. So please stay tuned for our winner.
Failure is not final. Your life is not through.
Just tuning in, you are listening to Atlanta Life Radio Presents There Is Life After Layoff. We want to take another moment to thank all of our dedicated listeners and our sponsors for supporting the show. And if you have a friend or you know of someone who has recently been laid off and is going through an emotional turmoil, please recommend the program to them. And as you join us for our summer series, we're going to have additional contests and opportunities for us to support people in need during their layoff journey. So at this time, we're going to go back to our program, to Allie, and hear the winners of our contest. Allie?
Okay, we are back, and I'm trying to tally these up, and looking at it, our winner is going to be Vita.
Ooh. Whoa! Congratulations!
Thank you.
Yes, and it was down at the down to the wire there, but she's our winner tonight, so we congratulate you, and you will be winning a $25 gift card. And but you know, Janae, you don't go away empty-handed because, as I said, you will get two complimentary passes to the Kingdomwood Christian Film Festival movie screening, and it's taking place this weekend here in Atlanta. So are you local?
I think we lost Janae.
Oh.
Well, I have her number, and so
okay.
we can give her a call so she'll know how to get her tickets. Okay.
Absolutely. We thank you for joining us tonight, Vita, and I believe that Mel D has your information.
I think she's back. She must have, let's see here.
Hey, hello?
Hey, Janae. Okay, she's back with us.
Okay.
My tickets, yes, yes.
Yes, we want you to get your tickets.
Yes.
So we have you. Mel D has your number, so if we lose you, don't worry, because we will contact you immediately following the show to get you your information so that we can make sure that you get your tickets, and as well, we will be mailing out the gift card to you, Vita. So we thank you guys so much for participating in our show tonight and in our summer safety challenge, and hopefully you guys learned something, because I know I did.
Yes, I did.
I did too.
Yes, I did too. And, you know, Allie, if I can I ask our two wonderful contestants if they want to just very quickly tell us of a fond summer memory you have?
Absolutely.
Well, my fun summer memory, I don't know, who was the one who's from New York?
We're both from New York, actually.
Okay, well, I'm from actually New Jersey.
Oh, okay.
So I remember, well, I actually remember the Bronx Beach and Coney Island, and I'm actually from the Jersey Shore, all that. Those are my summer fun, too. But I grew up military, so I was exit 5 on New Jersey's Turnpike near Philadelphia.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Wow. But, yeah, I remember Atlantic City. And then growing up in England, we got to travel a lot. So I was blessed as far as my dad being in the military and my mother being a school teacher. We took summer vacations a lot overseas.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
So that was fun.
That's
so
nice.
So I didn't grow up a really round family. We moved every 5 years.
Oh, wow. Wow. But you got to travel.
Yeah.
Which most of us don't
fun.
Do.
Yeah.
So, what, Janae, are you still with us?
I am. I'm here.
Okay. Can you share?
Sure, definitely. I grew up actually in the Midwest, and so I got an opportunity to grow up around family. I come from a very big family. My mother is one of 8 girls.
Okay.
So, yeah, there was a lot of cousins and things. And with us growing up in the Midwest, my grandparents were from the country. So every summer we got to go to the country. So we got to go to the woods of Arkansas, Mississippi, and Oklahoma.
Oh, wow.
And play. So that's one of my fondest things about summer there.
Wow, thank you for sharing. Sounds like we all had some fine and fond summer memories. I know it's so funny when you start thinking about all this stuff. It starts coming back to you and how much fun you had. You know, you can't help but smiling. As I had a great time during the summer growing up, you know, and it was all about being outside and being around family. And, you know, we didn't want to be in the house like the kids today would
no.
like to be in the house.
No.
You were mad when the street lights came on.
Exactly
right.
Right. That was the rule, right? Be in front of that house when that street light comes on.
Yes.
That's right.
Well, we thank you guys for, first of all, listening and for tuning in and for joining us tonight for the Summer Challenge. And we hope that you will continue to listen and just, you know, spread the word to your family and friends, okay?
Most definitely. I enjoyed the radio, and I'm glad I was recommended to watching the show or listening to the show.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So,
we'll
go ahead, Mel D.
Oh, no, I just wanted to tell our contestants we'll be calling them right after the show.
Okay.
And you do have our numbers, correct?
Yes, I do. I won't announce them online, but I do have both numbers.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank
you're
you.
You're welcome.
All right. Have a blessed night.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Now, as we're winding down the show, Mel D, did you want to kind of go through, you know, some activities around Atlanta that might be taking place? Yeah, especially coming
yes.
up for the 4th of July.
Yes, I don't know how many people are aware of this, but here in Atlanta, we are going to have a new Atlanta Ferris wheel, and it's actually going to be called Skyview Atlanta. Yes.
Wow.
It's going to be a glass-enclosed ride that will rise about 200 feet in the air, so you'll be able to get a wonderful view of the Atlanta skyline. And
wow.
there'll be seating for up to 6 people. Yeah. So, and it will be available year round.
Okay.
So it is located, if everybody knows where Centennial Park is, it's on the southern end of Centennial Park within easy walking distance to the World of Coke, the Georgia Aquarium, the CNN Center, Phillips Arena, Georgia Dome, and the Georgia World Congress Center. So for those that live here locally, it's going to be one of the newest tourist attractions you want to go to. And for those who are visiting Atlanta and considering Atlanta as a vacation destination, you definitely want to make sure that you visit this particular Ferris wheel. I had a wonderful experience going to Paris, France, and there's a huge Ferris wheel. In Paris, it's very well known. So, and also in London, there's another huge Ferris wheel. So, Atlanta's now on the map with having a Skyview Atlanta Ferris wheel.
Wow. What date did you say that was opening up? I'm sorry.
Oh, it opens on July 2nd, so it will be open and available for the July 4th weekend. And also, I don't have pricing, but it looks like it's going to be affordable. For adults, it'll be somewhere between $10 and $12, and children between $5 and $8. But they're working on the fees right now, so that hasn't been officially posted, but it will be in sort of that range.
Oh, okay. That's definitely affordable. And
yes.
Just want to just real quickly before we close out tonight, just give people a couple of events going around town on the July 4th holiday. Of course, Centennial Olympic Park has the annual 4th of July celebration, so come out and celebrate with them. Of course, we have the fireworks at Centennial Park, and then also the Peachtree Road Race is huge. I would have been running it this year, but I missed the application, which is something that I always enjoy doing. So please join as a spectator and do that. And, of course, the Atlanta Braves are playing the Miami Marlins on the 4th. And we, Stone Mountain Park has their firework display. Of course, Lenox Square has is celebrating 54th annual legendary 4th of July celebration at Lenox Square. And, of course, the Mall of Georgia, it has its 11th annual fabulous 4th festivities. So there's plenty going on around town. So just, get on the website, on the Internet, and you can find a list, arm's-length list of activities and that are affordable. A lot of these are very, very much free. So it doesn't take any money, to enjoy the fireworks. And what we do every year is we sit in my daughter's room because the way her window faces, we could see the fireworks from the park that's in our neighborhood. So we don't even have to leave the house for that. So as we get ready to close out tonight, please remember to tune in for our summer series starting next week on July 2nd, where we'll be talking about summer food fun in the Summer Food Service Program, and we will be providing you with resources, and we will have two special guests to join us to talk about that program and how you can get involved. So please tune in for that. And we remind you, please, if you like what you hear, visit our website, listen to the past recordings of the show. If you're on Facebook, friend us and like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. At Allie Ward 45, and also Atlanta Life Radio is tweeting at ALR Radio. So as we wind down tonight, on behalf of myself, Allie, and my host for tonight, Mel D., we thank you for joining us, and we continue to urge you to be encouraged. And, yes, although it may be hard to walk away from something, especially when you don't know what you're walking towards, just know that when God is in it, all things are possible and new. Continue to join us on this journey and take the leap of faith past the fear in your life. Know that the bigger the obstacle, the bigger the blessing. But most of all, remember that there is life after layoff. Thank you and good night.
Failure is not final. Your life is not through. God can use you too. If you didn't know the pain of life, wouldn't know the joy of life and how God always brings you through. No need for complaining, just look at this, it's just training to be ready. What God has for you, tell yourself. No,
I'm not giving
in you, Lord. I have my faith in. Even when it seems, that's when you look. That's when your breakthrough will begin.
Failure.
Oh. on any given Sunday, there's always someone who's worse off than you. Known has come from you alone.